The Feel Good Way to start your day. Jamie and Lee. It's Triple M
Breakfast. We are catching up with former Hawthorn Premiership player and now camp drafter extraordinaire, Josh Gibson. How are you, mate?
I'm well. That was a nice intro.
Well, got to be nice to the guests who are coming on. Mate, how's the week been for you?
No, look, it's been fantastic. Terry Snow and his operation here put on a wonderful spectacle. You really need to just visit this place to appreciate how phenomenal it is. 400 and something odd runs, plus runs, and it's gone off without a glitch so far. So real credit to his whole team for what they've done.
We need to thank you for your invitation because we had no idea that this was a thing, and then we talked to you a few months back and you invited us here and we're blown away, honestly. Yeah.
I rarely lie, guys. I told you come here to be a good experience. Just need to get you on the horse now. That's the second part two.
Oh, I've done a little bit of it. It's this one that you need to get onto. But it's the thing that's blown us away is how fast-paced it is as well.
No, it is. It's a high-octane sport, and it definitely gets the adrenaline going because, you know, when you see it here, where you've got the best riders in the country and the best horses, and when you're competing for $100,000, everyone's going hell for leather, and it's a pretty good spectacle when that's happening.
What's the learning curve been like?
Oh, look, it's amazing. You know, you're always learning in this sport. The fact that, you know, you've got your mind, the horse's mind and a cow's mind, and you're trying to get them all in sync for a short period of time. You never master it. You're always learning, and certainly someone like me that's got no cattle background or awareness on how to choose a cow, you know, I'm learning at a frantic rate.
Has there been any transferable skills from the footy field to camp drafting?
Just the competitiveness, I reckon. It's tough though. Like I was saying this to someone just last night. It's hard, you know. I was okay at football, and you know, a sport that I mastered. And then you go into doing something else, and you sort of want to be good at it straight away, you know. Yeah. And that's, I mean, when you're a competitive person, that's probably the thing I found the toughest. That you know, it's going to be a very slow burn over a long, long period of time.
How many BNFs did you win?
Two.
Yeah, okay at footy, I guess. Yeah. How many premierships was it?
We won three.
Yeah. Mate, you're working with Foresight now as well. Tell us about Foresight.
Yeah, look, it's our family business. It's the we make joint supplements for dogs, cats, horses and humans. It's the only thing that's proven to be disease modifying for arthritis, so it's pretty advanced in what we do. And the best horses, the best dogs, we're talking about horses now, but the best horses, they all use it because they understand how important it is to protect their joints, and you know, that's why we get behind events like this and sponsor them, because, you know, our slogans, it's a revolution in joint care, and it really is. So, you know, as a brand, if you can align yourself with the best events, and the Wollinga Park Gold Buckle is definitely one of them. So we love sponsoring this event, and as you guys have seen for the short time you've been here, it's fantastic.
We've noticed, and speaking to some of the competitors and some people associated with the sport just in the last couple of days, that it seems to be undergoing a bit of an explosion in popularity at the moment. As somebody who does spend a bit of time over in the States, can you see it really starting to take off over there as well?
Yeah, look, it's now the second largest equine sport, so it's, you know, behind thoroughbred racing. It's past eventing, so it is huge camp drafting. And it's funny, you know, we sponsor the Cutting Futurity in America, so I'm over there for three times a year. And, you know, everyone's asking, do you reckon you could see camp drafting going over there? And the only thing that probably makes it tough is their weather, you know, because being an outdoor sport. But California's got pretty nice weather, so I could imagine you could throw some pretty good camp drafts in California or Miami. So never say never.
Absolutely. It sounds like you're just angling for some better holiday locations.
You know me too well already.
Mate, all the best. You've got one more run, the Savo, and then you've got the semi-finals. What are you looking for as you get into the semi-finals?
Oh, look, it's the way the format is here that, you know, you've got to score those two. The first two rounds get two scores, and then it's clean slate for semi-finals. So it's going there. And for someone like me, you know, to make the top, I think they take through 10% to the semi. So to be in there is just an absolute delicacy. So leave no stone unturned, mate. Just go for it. It's a 90 or nothing.
Absolutely. And then look forward to the post-season trip.
Yeah, post-season trip and the beers afterwards.
Fantastic. Josh Gibson, been a pleasure, mate. Thanks so much, and all the best for over the next couple of days.
Thanks for coming down, guys. I appreciate that you listened to my advice and came down and had a look at Wollinga Park.
Always willing to try something new.
Fantastic.
The Riverina's Triple M, the Ringers Western Gold Buckle Camp Draft Championship at Willinga Park, and we are catching up with one of the camp drafters, Fiona Palmer. Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you going?
Very well. How's your week been so far?
Yeah, we've had a pretty good week. It's been busy. We left Coola last Thursday afternoon, and we went to camp draft at Cowra, drafted Friday, Saturday, Sunday, travelled down here Monday with 12 horses, two little kids and two vehicles. So nice to get here and get set up, because we always love coming to Willinga Park. So
seems like it's one of the great things about the sport is that it includes the whole family.
Yeah, no, I have grown up camp drafting. I've got my younger sister who's here. She's just in one of the trucks over there. Amy, she's competing as well. Troy's brother's here competing also, as well as one of his cousins. So it's nice to have your family around you while you're doing what you enjoy. We can compete against each other and then sort of still enjoy each other's company at the end of the day. So,
what are the bragging rights like when they're one wins?
Oh, we all have our turns, so I suppose, yeah, and we've been in the sport long enough to know it's a great leveler. So, yeah, someone will have a good day and someone else might not have the best day, but that can easily change the next day or the next weekend. So, yeah, we're great supporters of each other and just want to see each other doing well.
Speaking of having been in the sport for a while, how long have you been doing it yourself?
I have been riding since I was about two or three, and I have been camp drafting since I was eight, and that's almost 20 years now, which is, oh no, not 20 years, 30 years. I've been in the sport for nearly 30 years, as well as my sisters and my parents, so it's been a wonderful thing for us to enjoy as a family, and that's sort of just what we grew up doing and what we've chosen to do with our own families now, so.
What do you do when you're not camp drafting?
I am a school teacher. I haven't been back to work permanently since I had the kids, but I've just returned back to doing casual school teaching this year. Troy and I also own and operate a school bus run in our local town, so occasionally I don't drive the bus, but I have to do, you know, all the admin and paperwork that comes with that. Just busy with the kids, really. We're just starting to get into junior football with our eldest, and in the summer it's swimming lessons and all the things that come with just normal family life, as well as trying to compete, help on the farm as much as I can. Yeah, so I'll probably wear a few hats. which is nice variety.
Just you talking through the busy schedule, you've got two parents here who are just nodding in agreement.
But we're lucky at this stage, the boys love coming along. They enjoy the horses themselves. They love cheering for mum and dad. They enjoy watching us and their aunties and uncles and that as well. So at this stage, they love heading down the road of a weekend to a camp draft because they've got their own little mates and, yeah, they're enjoying that family side of it as well.
Having been a camp drafter for so many years and seeing, you know, families and stuff get into it, it must be exciting to see a facility like Willinga Park bringing in a whole lot of interest to the sport.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I guess being married to Troy, I have... first time I came to Willinga Park was in 2015 when he sort of first started his association with Terry and competing on some of his horses. So it's been wonderful to witness sort of how this has unfolded over the last 7 or 8 years and since the inception of the Gold Buckle Camp Draft, which was first run in 2018, just how it's gained so much traction over the last couple of years and what it has done for the sport, just the incentive of the large prize money, how that has, I guess, spurred other events on to sort of raise the bar a bit too. And it's something that we just love coming to every year because we know that what the spectacle it is, but just also having a lot of your top riders, top horses here, and also people who just want to come and have a go and have a look and see what it's all about. So it's wonderful sort of having seen how that's unfolded over the last couple of years.
How do people go about getting into camp drafting, like, if they haven't grown up with it?
Yeah, it's quite a diverse crowd of people in the camp draft fraternity these days. There's people who have grown up with it and they live on stations and properties and their lives revolve around working stock and riding horses and breeding their own horses and whatnot. And then there's other people who might work, you know, 5 days a week, 9-to-5 office job that want a horse that they can go and still be competitive on. So it's sort of really changed the way a lot of horses are marketed and the horse market itself, because there is a real growing demand for trained horses that are ready to go. So yeah, it's the camp drafting itself has grown in such great popularity over the last couple of years, especially that it can be really hard to get your entries accepted into a camp draft. So there's so many drafts on across the weekend, you know, across, you know, Queensland, New South Wales, that you know, it does spread everyone out fairly well too. It's really gaining momentum as far as people who want to be involved in some way, even if they're not riders, but they just would like to own a horse and get someone else to ride it for them, just so that they can be involved, because I think people can just really relate to what a wonderful sport it is. And I think a lot of that comes back to the people, the family environment. There's kids events, ladies events, open events that sort of cater for the whole family. So.
And how long till the kids start camp drafting and start getting into those junior events, you reckon?
Our youngest will be 5 next week, so they can't start competing till they're 8. So occasionally he'll ask Troy to get some cattle in for him on his old horse so he can start to trot around behind a couple and try and learn the ropes a bit. I think he thinks he's ready to go now, but he's still got a long way to go. But, yeah, they've got to be 8 before they can start competing. But not just the age. They've got to be able to ride safely. They also have to be able to read cattle and, you know, be able to control their horse, which, you know, safety is above everything else. They have to really be ready to compete, because there are so many variables when you're working stock that things can be a bit unpredictable. It's a bit different to pony club or hacking or other equine disciplines where there's only a horse. When you've got your cattle involved as well, that just adds that extra element to it. So the kids have really got to be well prepared and be able to handle different situations with cattle and horses. So yeah, when they're ready, but hopefully if they stay keen, they'll probably be ready when they're around 8 to 9 years old. So
seems to be the experience in quite a lot of sports, from an outsider's point of view anyway, that there are obstacles sometimes to female competitors. Is that something you found in camp drafting?
I think times have probably changed a little bit for the female competitors. There are a lot of top quality lady riders who are just as good, if not better, than some of the blokes. They often are part of the family operation with working horses and cattle all the time. They spend just as much time in the saddle as, you know, their partners do. And I think it's really shown that the gender barrier is probably being broken a little bit, because there are women who are really, really competitive in these top events. But the thing I love about it too is, you know, I don't ride that much at home, depending on what I've got on with teaching and the kids, but I can still come and hop on the horses, have a bit of fun, have my few runs. May not be as competitive as what I would like to be, but it's still, the interest is still there and the opportunity is still there. So I think it sort of caters for both ends of the female scale as to where the ladies are at. And yeah, but no, definitely some really, really tough female riders out there at the moment.
We've got to let you go, because we know that you've got some other work to do around the place. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been great to meet you and great to hear a little bit about your story. And it's just incredible to see how big, how well run, how professional this sport is, and also I guess the amazing facility that's here at Willinga Park for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, we'd just love to thank Terry and Jeanette again for having us here. We always enjoy our time here, and because, you know, there's no stone left unturned, the facility is just amazing. And yeah, it's a spectacle which, yeah, you need to really see for yourself.
Absolutely, and you can do so if you can't make it down here on the live stream, willingapark.com.au. Fiona Palmer, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.